In the most strongly worded report yet, the Commission admonishes the governments of Canada and the U.S. to stop delaying programs to clean up the Great Lakes. The International Joint Commission's U.S. chair is Thomas Baldini. He says while some improvements have been made, the governments are not living up to the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement both countries signed two decades ago.
And we're saying that they've got to refocus and invest money, especially in sediment contamination cleanup and airborne toxics. And so we're really saying to them that they've got to take it to another level.
The commission also stated, for the first time, that Great Lakes fish pose a threat to the health of those who eat them and to their unborn children. The commission says the scientific evidence can no longer be ignored. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.